Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Elvis from Texas is on the line. He is in the building, and he has a question about plumbing. Elvis, what can we do for you?
My wife and I had a house built, started back in early 2005, and it's in Lubbock. Houses are made on concrete slabs.
Yep.
Before they poured the slab, they put in all the plumbing was installed. And instead of copper plumbing, which was in kind of short supply back in 2005, the going thing then was called Kitec. I think it's K-I-T-E-C. And it's a double-walled plastic pipe with aluminum in the center. Instead of regular connections, it uses, my understanding, a bronze connector. And we've had a couple of small problems with the plumbing, but it seems as though I've read that the bronze can cause a dezincification in the copper. And I'm wondering if there's been any studies done, if there's different fittings that can be replaced, if the plumbing has to be replaced. It'd be very labor-intensive to go underneath the house, and we get down to fairly low winters, maybe to zero, and I don't think I'd want any plumbing overhead where it could freeze. Mark, do you have any suggestions or thoughts?
Yeah, Elvis, the problem with Kitec plumbing is, as you suspect, the fittings will leak. Now, what's interesting is that Kitec starts with PEX, which is cross-linked polyethylene, which by itself, and as installed today, is actually an excellent plumbing pipe with fittings that don't leak. But the Kitec system has definitely had a history of leaking. In fact, there are many class action lawsuits over that product that are active and going on around the country. You certainly should investigate those that you may qualify to join. Unfortunately, your solutions only include really replacing it. And what I would advise you to do is to only replace it where it's accessible. I mean, I wouldn't create the emergency if the emergency doesn't exist. So I'm not going to tell you to tear open your walls and pull all the plumbing out and start from scratch. But I would say that if you do happen to be doing a bathroom renovation or you open a wall and you find Kitec, it should be sort of a matter of course where you always replace it. Because it's not going to get any better. It's only going to get worse.
Not news I wanted to hear, but kind of what I suspected.
Yep. Unfortunately, that's the case. Every once in a while, we get a building product like that, and I've seen it happen many times over the years. And there's just no way to make it better because at its core, it's a defective system.
Okay, no way to just replace the fittings. It's just going to be the pipe itself, too, that'll have problems.
That's correct. So I would attach it to to copper piping or to traditional PEX piping.
Okay, so I can talk to some local plumbers and discuss it from that point.
Exactly. I hope that helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.